It is Monday morning, February 2nd, 2026. And I want you to do something for me right now. Just look around the room you're in, count the screens. You've probably got the phone, right? Maybe a laptop, a smartwatch, a TV on the wall. We're basically swimming in a sea of black rectangles.
It's an aquarium, really. We're all just fish swimming from one piece of glass to the next.
Exactly. But if this huge stack of reports and leaks we're diving into today is anything to go by, we might look back on this moment as, I don't know, the time the glass started to crack.
It really feels that way. The news breaking overnight suggests the whole era of the screen might actually be ending.
And something stranger is taking its place.
I'm calling it the rise of the invisible interface. I mean, we've got leaks from OpenAI and Joni Ive about a device that wants to, well, kill the iPhone.
Then we have financial reports from the gaming world that are just flipping the script on mobile entertainment.
And some infrastructure news from SpaceX that kind of ties it all together.
So our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear. Are we actually ready for ambient tech? For computers that just disappear? And maybe more importantly for a lot of you listening.
A lot of you.
If we're not staring at a TV, how are we supposed to play GTA 6? Because we have some updates on that front. And they're a little worrying.
We do. We really need to talk about why the silence from Rockstar is, frankly, louder than any trailer they could have dropped.
Oh, we'll get there. But let's start with the Sweet Pea leak. This is the story just dominating everything this morning. OpenAI, Joni Ive.
The collaboration we've been hearing whispers about for, what, 2 years now?
And now we finally have a concrete idea of what it is.
Or maybe more importantly, what it isn't.
Right. That's the most shocking part of this leak, the form factor. I think everyone, myself included, we were all expecting a better phone, you know, a transparent slab, something that folds.
Holographic, yeah.
Exactly. But the report says it's two small capsules that sit behind your ears, and that's it.
No screen.
No buttons, no scrolling.
It's incredibly audacious. This is Joni Ive just doubling down on his whole philosophy of digital calm. He's been really vocal about how tech has become this intruder, right?
Mm-mm.
It demands your attention. It pings you. It flashes. This device, Sweet Pea, is designed to be the anti-phone. It's there, but it's invisible.
Okay, but let's be real. We've seen this before, haven't we? Remember the Humane Pin? The Rabbit R1?
Oh, yeah.
They crashed and burned. Because talking to a computer is usually just frustrating. It's slow. It's awkward. Why is this any different?
That's the critical question. And the answer is, it's buried deep in the technical docs from the leak.
Okay.
This isn't just a Bluetooth mic sending your voice to the cloud. The source explicitly mentions a custom 2-nanometer chip.
All right, let's pause on 2-nanometer. I see that number a lot. For those of us who aren't chip engineers, why does that matter? Is it just about speed?
It's about two things, really. Efficiency and heat. When you shrink the transistors that small, you get a huge jump in performance per watt. And that matters because this thing is touching your skin. It can't get hot. But more importantly, all that power allows for local processing.
So the AI brain is actually in the earpiece. It's not sending my voice to some server in California.
Precisely. And that changes everything about the interaction. The reason those other devices failed was latency.
The delay.
The delay. You'd ask a question, and there's this 2, maybe 3 second pause while it thinks. That kills the whole illusion of a conversation.
It feels like a machine.
It does.
Yeah.
But with local 2-millimeter processing, the response is instant, like talking to a person.
Okay, so it's fast and private, which is nice. But the leak also mentions a sales target that, I mean, I actually left out loud, 50 million units in the first year.
It's incredibly aggressive.
It's iPhone numbers. It feels delusional. I mean, think about how we use phones. We doom scroll.
Yeah.
We watch TikToks. We look at memes. You can't do any of that with an ear computer.
You can't.
Are they really betting that people will just give up the visual internet? I like seeing things.
I think they're betting that the visual internet is a habit we're all secretly desperate to break. The source frames this as a lifestyle shift. The argument is that people are tired of the zombie scroll.
Right. Looking down at your hands while life happens around you.
They want the utility, the directions, the answers, the messages, without the addiction of the feed.
So it's a computer for productivity, not for dopamine.
Exactly. But I'm with you. I'm skeptical. We're visual creatures.
Yeah.
But if you look at the other big winner in today's stack of sources, you realize OpenAI isn't the only one pushing for this.
You mean Meta?
I do. We have new data on the Ray-Ban smart glasses, and the contrast is fascinating. Everyone was looking at Apple's Vision Pro, these big, heavy ski masks.
Right.
And Meta was just quietly winning the war with the pair of sunglasses.
The report said sales tripled in 2025. Tripled. That's insane growth.
And look at why. The Vision Pro is immersive. It shuts the world out. The Ray-Bans are ambient. They let the world in. The killer app wasn't some virtual desktop. It was just helpfulness.
The AI seeing what you're seeing and whispering in your ear.
Yeah. And it avoids the cyborg factor, right? Nobody wants to wear a toaster on their face in public. It breaks eye contact.
Yeah.
But classic Wayfarers, that's socially acceptable.
It's the path of least resistance. And this connects right back to Sweet Pea.
It does. Both of them suggest the future of hardware isn't a better screen. It's no screen at all.
Yeah.
It's just intelligence layered over reality.
So if I'm getting this right, for work and life stuff, tech is disappearing. But we also need to play. And when I want to play a game, I don't want ambient. I want immersion. I want to be transported somewhere else.
And that brings us to the second half of our stack, the gaming leaks. If work is becoming invisible, play is becoming incredibly portable.
Yeah.
And shockingly powerful.
Okay, we have to talk about Sony. For the last couple of years, they've had the PlayStation Portal. I have one. It's fine.
Fine is the word.
But it's just a streaming screen. If my Wi-Fi jitters, my game lags, it feels like a compromise.
It was half step. A test. But this leak about Project Canis suggests Sony is done with half steps.
Project Canis sounds aggressive, like they're letting the dogs out.
It is aggressive. The source confirms this is a native handheld console. No streaming needed.
So it plays the games locally.
Locally. And the silicon inside is just terrifyingly fast.
We're seeing AMD Zen 6 architecture and RDNA 5 graphics. Now, Zen 6 is the new hotness in desktops, but in a handheld.
To put that in perspective, the Skitch Deck, which everyone adores, is running on tech that's basically three generations behind this. The report claims this handheld can run Gen 9 and even early Gen 10 games natively.
So it's a PS5 that fits in your pocket.
Or maybe even touching on PS6 capabilities, just at a lower resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Sony looked at the Steam Deck, the ROG ally, the Switch, and realized gamers don't want to be tethered to the TV anymore.
It's that unchaining theme again, isn't it? Unchained from the phone for work, unchained from the TV for play.
Exactly. But Sony isn't the only one flexing. We have to talk about Nintendo.
Oh, the Nintendo Direct rumors for February 5th. This is the one that really got me. There's a detail in here about a port coming to the Switch 2 that just feels impossible.
The bomb drop. You're talking about Elden Ring.
Yes, Elden Ring on a Nintendo. I love my Switch, but it struggles to run Zelda sometimes. Elden Ring is a monster of a game.
It's huge.
If this is true, what does that tell us about the hardware?
It tells us the Switch 2 isn't just a minor upgrade. You can't run that open world, the draw distances, the physics on normal mobile hardware. It means Nintendo's made a serious generational leap. They're trying to court the hardcore audience again.
And the source mentions a new IP from software, the Duskbloods. That's huge. They don't mess around with underpowered hardware.
It validates the platform. It's a signal to all developers. Bring your big games here. They'll work.
Okay, but we can't talk about gaming in 2026 without addressing the elephant in the room.
GTA 6.
The one game everyone is waiting for. And the news from the Take-Two earnings call is, well, it's sobering.
It's the silence, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. We were all hoping for fall 2025, but the fiscal report doesn't list it for that revenue window. And that feels really significant.
It is deafening. With these earnings calls, they are legally binding predictions. If they thought GTA 6 was coming in November, the projected revenue would be billions higher.
So by not committing, they're signaling a delay to Wall Street.
A quiet signal, yes. The consensus now is early. Maybe mid-2026. But look, I get it. As a gamer, it's a bummer. We want it now. But from a business perspective, they cannot release a broken game. Cyberpunk 2077 taught the industry a very, very expensive lesson.
That's true. If GTA 6 is buggy, the stock crashes, the reputation is damaged. If it's late but perfect, no one remembers the delay a year later.
Exactly. Rockstar prioritizes the event. When that game drops, the world needs to stop. They will take six extra months to make sure the palm trees sway perfectly.
Okay, so let's zoom out. We have Joni Ive putting a computer in our ear, Meta on our eyes, Sony and Nintendo putting supercomputers in our hands. But all of this ambient tech,
yeah.
It falls apart the second you hit a dead zone.
Which brings us to the glue. SpaceX and Starlink V3.
We've heard about Starlink for years, but V3 seems different. The source keeps mentioning direct to cell.
This is the holy grail. Until now, you needed a dish, that pizza box thing. Starlink V3 is powerful enough to talk directly to the normal LTE radio in your standard smartphone.
Wait, hold on. So I don't need a special satellite phone?
No, that's the breakthrough. If you can see the sky, you have signal. The physics are mind-bending, but they've cracked it.
The report mentions negotiations for Iran and parts of Africa. That sounds like more than just convenience for campers.
It's geopolitical. It's the end of the digital divide, at least the infrastructure part. It means this ambient tech isn't just for people in San Francisco with 5G on every corner. It's global.
So bringing it all together, what's the story of 2026?
I think the story is divergence. For 20 years, the smartphone was a black hole. It sucked everything in. Cameras, gaming, work, maps. One device for everything.
And now the black hole is exploding.
Exactly. We're seeing the functions shatter and move to specialized homes. Communication to the ear and eye.
Yeah.
Gaming to dedicated handhelds. Connectivity to the sky.
We're decoupling from the rectangle. That's a wild thought.
We are. And that's exciting, but it's also a little terrifying. Because we know how to live with screens. We have an etiquette for them.
Do we?
Well, we mostly know when to put them away. We don't have an etiquette for a world where everyone is wearing recording glasses and listening to secret whispers.
That's the thought I want to leave everyone with today. If Joni Ive is right and we move to this audio-first world, what happens to creativity? For two decades, our culture has been visual. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, it's all about what we see.
It's a great question. If the main interface becomes conversation, does the whole influencer economy just collapse? Does visual art take a backseat to, I don't know, storytelling?
Are we ready to listen more than we watch? I guess 2026 is the year we find out.
It's going to be a loud one.
Indeed. Well, that's our deep dive for today. We'll be tracking those Sweet Pea pre-orders and hoping for a GTA update soon. Thanks for listening.
Stay curious.
Catch you next time.